Welcome to the Iron Self Podcast, where we jump into health, fitness, mindset, and becoming the best version of yourself. Today with your hosts, Mike and Kayla Minion.
Hi guys, welcome to our Rosebud Thorn. And this one's for a 2-week period from April 14th to April 26th.
Crazy. And I look stunned at the start of this video. Normally Zoom will tell us recording in progress. It didn't do that. That's why I look stunned. I was like, why is she talking? It's not recording yet, but it is. We're good.
Okay. So welcome to Rosebud Thorn. So roses are what's going well. Our buds are what are coming along for us. And our thorns are, for lack of a better way of saying it, a pain in your ass.
Yeah.
So let's tackle those pains.
Are we going to start at last week's and work our way to this week? Or are we going to start at this week and work?
I'm just going to start at the top and work my way down.
Okay. That's how we're doing this.
So we recently started a Spring Into Fitness competition with Iron Body Coaching here. So we have a lot more rosebud thorns than we normally do to get through. So we are going to do our best to speak very quickly so that this is not a super long
recording. If you guys know Kayla, this is going to be a challenge.
That concise would be a challenge.
Yeah, okay.
Not quick. I can speak fast. I just can't speak concisely.
Yeah, she just draws it out a little bit. All right. Okay.
So first one, Roxanne says her rose exercise it. It's been Monday to Thursday and I did 5-kilometer hikes with my dog.
2 5-kilometer hikes with dogs. That's awesome.
Hell yeah. Bud, so what's coming along for her? Accountability. I had a late night Wednesday with the Oilers being on and I really didn't want to get up Thursday for spin, but I told myself that I'm only punishing myself if I don't go. Forced myself up and into it. Hell yeah, you did. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Thorn, meal times. I travel and do lots of events for work, so my hours are all over the map. I didn't get to eat dinner yesterday till 9:30. I still make healthy choices, but I'm struggling with meal times. So meal times is one we struggle with too, because we are those people that we are busy most of the day. So I think that sometimes society says meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at these specific times. And the research around meal timing, there's importance for nutrient timing when we look at exercise performance.
Yeah, when we're stepping into the athletic realm.
But outside of exercise performance,
if it's lifestyle, if it's, you know, just creating those new habits,
it doesn't matter whether you eat one meal a day or 15 meals a day. It is completely up to you. So we are weird too. We eat breakfast around 8:30. We eat lunch around 2 to 3 PM. And we eat dinner 7 to 9.
and it's always different. And I guess what Kayla's trying to get at here, I'm pretty sure, Roxanne, is releasing a bit of that perfectionism around meal times have to be specific times. The end of the day, what we're looking for is calories equated. Are we getting enough food in throughout our day? Or are we overeating? Or are we undereating? So starting to pay attention to just more or less getting the food in and releasing that bit around timing would be where I would start with.
100%. The other piece that I can kind of see coming into this is noticing, hey, I am eating at 9:30 at night. I'm eating dinner. The reality of the matter is, yeah, we want to try and refrain from eating right before bedtime because it does affect our sleep wake cycle. Because we go into our sleep cycle, with digesting for a large portion of it. So that could affect it also, because there is no time really post dinner between dinner and bedtime. Those calories are kind of being stored for later. So maybe if we are eating that late in the day, that we look at a lighter meal, unless we've had an enormous calorie expenditure throughout the day and the body is trying to recoup calories. So that is just word to the wise there. But again, we don't want to get too nitty gritty as we're starting out in our habits.
For sure. And then just one last thing that I want to mention there is if you're traveling a lot, it sounds like you're kind of already doing this, but I just want to toss it out there for anybody else that, you know, maybe doesn't have the best planning when it comes to schedule and being so busy and running all over the place, is really starting to look at your schedule at the start of your day or even the start of the week and notice when you're going to have your busy days, your busy times, and then planning for those times. So creating almost like a fallback plan, things that you could take that are quick and easy that are also going to be in line with your goals as you move forward. So that just means like starting to look at the things that we would normally snack on and what are other options that could create better patterns for us, better choices when we are that busy and when we are on the run.
Yeah. And letting go of the idea that it has to be a meal.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Kristen says, Rose, the 20 in 30 spin challenge, only 4 more days to go with sneak in right in time. Bud, building momentum with the spring challenge, meal planned for the weekend and plan on doing a big meal prep on Saturday. Love it. Thorn, work has been incredibly demanding, and with the end of the 20 in 30 and the start of the spring challenge, it's taken me a few days to figure out how to allocate my time to best succeed in all areas. So one thing I want to say is this, the Spring Into Fitness Challenge, it's a lot. Okay. We know it's a lot. We've actually had a couple of people who are like, oh, maybe it's a little too much for me. I get it, but we give you a lot. And we expect you guys to pick out the things that feel good to you. So we call it spaghetti on the wall technique, where we throw a bunch of spaghetti and we see what sticks, because what sticks for one person might not stick for another person. So releasing the expectation, do I need to do all the workouts that are in there? Absolutely not. Do I need to do all the challenges that are in there? No. Do I need to read all the things that are in there? Not at all. But we wanted to give you guys variety so that one thing sticks for you and another thing sticks for somebody else, that we can release the things that aren't going to serve us.
Yeah. The biggest thing is everybody learns differently. So if we just had one set of lessons that, you know, everybody read, and then we just try and create the change from that, it might not stick for everybody. So like Kayla said, we like to throw a lot of information out there. And again, kind of releasing that perfectionism, releasing the fact that everything has to be done, and just taking what works for your journey at this point in how life is going, right? Because again, maybe we are ready to start workouts, but we're not ready to start the nutrition side of it. Or maybe we're all in for nutrition right now, but because of whatever factors, maybe we're not into the movement portion of this. And really, and this is again why we make these competitions, these challenges, such a low ticket item, because we want you to be able to take what works for you and kind of leave the rest. So then, you know, we can worry about that next time, right? So releasing the idea that everything needs to be done and then just taking what feels good at this point is kind of where we like to start for habit change.
100%. Kathleen says, Rose, I'm eating better. Bud, the nutrition. Thorn, getting moving. So I agree. One of the things that we say with building motivation for exercise is that action comes before motivation. So nobody's motivated. Let's be honest. We don't wake up one day and we're like, oh, I'm so motivated. Like, it's really like, okay, well, I get motivated when I start taking the actions towards that. So think about going for a walk. If you force yourself into the walk, maybe for the first part of that walk, you're trudging along. And then maybe after 5 minutes or in breathing outside, all of a sudden, okay, I got some momentum. I'm building some pace. And after about 10 or 15 minutes, now I'm motivated to continue my walk. Or maybe I've walked to one around halfway around a circle and I have to walk the other half. I don't know. But the fact is that motivation builds over time. It's not something that just drops in.
Yeah. Yeah. And getting moving, I love that as your thorn, like just starting to get movement. So again, when we look at releasing that perfectionism, releasing that, you know, these workouts have to be done, I have to do this plank because Mike and Kayla put it in my app. Maybe for us right now, movement literally means just starting to walk more. Right? Starting to park further out in the parking lot. So we actually have to walk a little bit further when we go to stores, things like that, where we're just starting to incorporate more movement. That's a beautiful place to start.
Yeah.
Love it.
Gani says, Rose, my ability to see that I'm overloaded. Bud, my willingness to want better. And Thorn, time. I have no time this week. Yeah. Time is one of those commodities that most people don't have much of.
It's funny. We had training, Kayla and I had training this past weekend, and time kept being a very common theme about, you know, everybody's saying, you know, we don't have enough time. We need to release this idea that there isn't enough time. So it's funny because, and the reason I say it's funny is because by the end of the weekend, we had actually gained
we had so much time.
We had an abundance of time. So it really is funny because in this life, we do create the time for the things that are most important for us. So when we're starting to look at ourselves as one of those commodities, where can we create time for ourselves? Because at the end of the day, nothing gets to change if we're not inconvenienced a little bit. Mm-hmm. So starting to realize that our health, ourselves on this journey is the most important part of it, because again, it's like that idea of if the plane's going down, you got to put your own life jacket on before you can, you know, help your kids, help other people get theirs on. And it's the same in life when we are starting to prioritize ourselves. It's funny because at first we'll say, well, we don't have time to prioritize ourselves. We do the same thing where we're like, I don't have that time for myself. But once we start taking that time, it actually creates a little bit more energy, right? Because we are taking that time for self-care, which kind of that ripple effect is we get a little bit more time out of it.
100%. 100%. I love that. So creating the time for the things, looking at those time leeches, even where are we letting our time go?
How much time do we spend scrolling Facebook?
How much time do you spend watching television? What else are you spending time doing? And maybe where can we gain back sometimes? So maybe instead of cooking all of our meals, we get some previously prepped meals, not fast food items. I'm saying like healthier items that are already ready to go. Like a meal prep company, Mike.
Sorry, we might be having meal prep coming to Spin Studio soon.
Okay. Lindsay says, her rose, the sun is shining and I'm making progress on yard work. Me too, sister.
Same.
Yes. but I have a plan for next week for my fitness. All my workouts are scheduled in. I love that. Thorn, I'm tired. I need a nap every day. So
a couple things come into this.
There's a lot of things that can come into this. So the first thing I'm going to ask about tired, because that seemed to be a theme when we were reading through a lot of people's whys. When it comes back to being tired, am I getting enough sleep? What does my bedtime routine look like? What does my nutrition look like? And what does my hydration levels look like? Mm-hmm. Anything else to add to that?
Well, again, when we start to look at movement-based activities, when we're tired, if we start incorporating more mindful movement in our days, it can actually boost energy levels too. So just keeping that in mind, I know a lot of people are like, well, if I start working out right now, I'm going to have less energy. When the reality is when we start making the time for that physical activity, we can actually increase energy. Now, I'm not saying that specifically about this person, but just in general, that is something to keep in mind too.
Now, one thing to look at too, Lindsay, in regards to being tired, is what is your training routine? And what I mean by that is if you're doing a lot of high intensity exercise on repeat, it is going to drain your energy systems and you're going to slowly burn yourself out. So just something to take a look at. I don't know what your training routine looks like. I do know that you teach spin. And I do know that you teach at Orange Theory, which is all of that is very high intensity exercise. So just something to take a look at is where can I release some of that high intensity or how can I pull back a little bit and see if that affects your energy levels as
Yeah. And on that note too, because again, when we are training at that higher intensity, it's the same kind of conversation we have with a lot of the athletes we work with. I know even if you don't consider yourself an athlete, but you're spending a ton of time at that high intensity, we got to look at it as though you are training yourself as an athlete. So looking to go again, as far as the nutrition side goes, making sure that we have enough calories in our diet to support that level of activity. Otherwise, we will be in that perpetual calorie deficit where we are down regulating metabolism because we're not eating enough calories to support that amount.
Quality nutrients. Actually, I was reading something yesterday. I know that this is like, it's on topic, but it's off. But I was reading something yesterday and they were saying taking electrolytes, so coconut water or potassium, magnesium, those kinds of things. So those hydration style supplements will actually decrease sugar cravings when we are feeling extremely tired, as well as salty things like pickles I want to say crackers, but I was trying to think of
that's why I love pickles,
unstarchy things. But so that salty and electrolyte style things, maybe we're tired because we're leaching a lot of electrolytes from our system. I know when I teach a lot of cycling and I sweat a lot, I do have to replenish those electrolytes or I do like start to feel bogged down.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Sue says, Rose, surprising my food intake. I'm craving sweets though, but I'll shake that off. Maybe just take that last pointer there. Take the last pointer that I just mentioned. Maybe try that. Getting into routine, it's coming a bit easier. And Thorn, the workouts were super tough this week. I know that it will come in time though. We don't make them easy. And but there's a reason for that, because we have to appeal to the masses. So somebody that might be at a lower fitness level and somebody that might be at a higher fitness level, it's really hard to create a workout program for both. So we like to give a harder workout and modify the exercises as needed rather than try to intensify the exercises, because it's easier to explain a modification than it is to explain how to intensify that. So if you are a person and you would like a modification for an exercise, whether you're in the challenge, you're a one-on-one client, like whatever that looks like, please reach out. We will always modify. We want you to be successful and we don't want you to hate your workouts.
Yeah, 100%. Love it.
Dreading them, right? The ever dread. Bonnie says, Rose, raised the weight to 30 pounds with the stability ball plie squat.
The girl, Bonnie.
Yes, she did. But I was able to increase the weights with my high cable row, and Thorn, lowering the weight in my single arm row in order to keep form was difficult.
So, I mean, I need qualifying questions on this. Lowering the weight in single arm cable row to keep form is difficult. Now, are we talking about the cable row was more difficult at the lower weight, or is this more of the mental side of the world of lowering the weight kind of got into your head that, hey, I should be able to continue lifting as much, if not more, rather than having to decrease the weight? So
it was both. So I can tell you, I can't.
My brain just starts going. I'm like, hold on a sec.
I think that there's a little bit of ego coming into play. Like, I should be able to do this. Mm-hmm. And then there was a little bit of humbling with, if we lower the weight, I can actually keep my shoulder back and feel it more in my lat.
Yeah.
So there's that piece of, when I release the ego and I step into better form, I feel more muscle contraction. And through feeling more mind muscle contraction, I get better results.
Yeah. And I want to just toss this out there. So when we are in the gym, the ego stays at the door. And I say that all the time, because if we are just trying to push heavy weights without regard for proper form, then we're not getting the most out of the exercises that we're doing. So I'm going to use an example of, I've had a extremely talented and strong young athlete come to me that when they came to me, they were squatting 300 pounds, 315 pounds. It was a three plate squat. When we examined the form was absolutely atrocious. So I started to coach this back to, well, we're just going to work on body weight squats and positioning so that we can learn how to do this properly so we can have longevity in your career. Right. So taking them back from a 300 pound squat to nothing was an extreme hit to that ego. And my promise to this client was, you give me some time, you'll be squatting more weight than you've ever squatted. You'll be squatting it pain-free, and you're going to be able to squat that weight for the rest of your life. You know, fast forward 3 months from then, where the squat's up over 400 pounds. And this person is creating a crazy amount of strength and power, completely pain-free with beautiful form. Again, it comes back to taking the ego out of the equation, saying, you know what, we're just going to take this back to the basics. We're going to learn how to do this properly in that position that's going to get the most bang for our buck, and then we can build it up. So I love that there is that peace in Bonnie, in your mind, that's like, hey, I want to be able to do this. But I also love that you were able to push that ego to the side, reduce the weight, find the form properly, and then we'll be able to build back from there. That's awesome. Amazing.
Rose, so this is Susan. Susan says, Rose, activity and choosing real food and no alcohol. Love Ooh, that.
Okay.
Alcohol is one of those big calorie busters we don't realize sometimes.
Do you want to explain that quick? 2 seconds, alcohol, what it does?
Oh, you,
I can. Fat burning? Go quick, go.
Alcohol takes you out of fat burning for 12 to 24 hours. So if you are a person that's trying to burn fat for fuel, the alcohol will be prioritized by the body as its fuel source.
Think about alcohol as a high octane fuel. So if we drink alcohol, our body's going to want to use that for energy stores rather than our fat stores. So
rather than fat and carbohydrates.
So that is what is said there. So I just wanted to toss that out there.
Okay. Trying to switch my mindset to knowing that I can stick to a routine and good, healthy eating from what I've been doing. And Thorn, my body is sore, sluggish, and tired. I am sure that this will change now that spring is here, and with a little help from Advil. Yeah. So being sore after new workout routine is a normal occurrence. Anybody that was following me last week noticed that I did 2 workouts and couldn't even move my arms. It's it's just a piece of the puzzle, but over time it gets better and easier. Sluggish, a lot of the time, comes back to our nutrition and our getting enough sleep, getting enough hydration, getting enough water. One of the things that Susan mentioned here was trying to switch the mindset that I can stick to a routine and a good, healthy eating. So it's really hard to switch our mindset, especially overnight. So one thing to really think about is, what is one thing I can add to my routine versus switching my entire routine? Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just that I'm willing to eat breakfast, or maybe it's just that I'm willing to have a cup of water first thing in the morning because I don't drink enough throughout the day. Don't change everything at once because it will not stick.
Yeah. Baby steps is the best way to go. And I know a lot of people are like, but I'm ready. I'm willing to do all the changes right now. And that is great. But again, if we look at long-term sustainable change and the studies around that, if we try and change everything, regardless of how committed we are right now in this moment, we are going to start to wane over time because it's just too much for our minds to be able to comprehend and keep going. So again, small things at once. So maybe, yeah, like Kayla's saying, if you don't eat breakfast, maybe that just means we're starting to have a banana in the morning or whatever that is, if we're trying to increase those calories. Or if for somebody that's looking to decrease the calories, maybe we just take away one of the snacks that we have throughout the day. Just something small to start. And again, consistency over time is where we're going to get the results.
100%. And if you're looking for help with where would be good for you to start, maybe put a post into our Iron Body Coaching community in the app, or send Mike and I a message, and we're more than happy to help you guys.
Yeah, because even if it's not us, there's a lot of other clients that are within this app that are on a similar journey. So reaching out to those people who have been doing the training too, or just putting it in there, sometimes you get a point of view that isn't Kayla and mine. And it's kind of nice to see that community grows together. That's something that we love to create.
100%. You want to read it?
Sure. Casey says, Rose, work is going really well, busy and being productive. Awesome. But is my motivation to get up and work out is coming along, still tired and lazy-ish, but getting there. Lazy-ish, I like that. And then my thorn is my body is sore and stiff, ready or really noticing the extra pounds I put on. Okay. So body sore and stiff. I know that we were off the workouts for quite a while. Casey had a knee injury there for a bit. So starting to get back into the movement, of course, we will notice that things might be a little bit sore. But I love that you are starting to get back into those movements, and then noticing the extra pounds that we put on. When we are on a fitness journey and we start to see the changes, you know, physically, then when we do notice things going the opposite way a little bit, sometimes it is easy to notice that, but then also realizing how far you've come on this journey so far. And I know, you know, you're saying really noticing the extra pounds that you put on, but when we start to look at, you know, how far you've come to this point and where we are now from where we began, it's easy to start to lose sight of that. So just bringing back into focus how far you've come, the strength that you have gained, and the fact that everything that we've done so far has created this much change.
100%. And one thing I had a conversation with someone about yesterday was remembering that your body directly reflects the lifestyle that you maintain. So if you want a different body, start with your lifestyle. So regardless of starting with changing all of the things, just what are the lifestyle habits that are the biggest factors to where you're at? So for example, I was having a moment last night where I was like, you know what? I really do want to tone up a little bit more. But then I said to myself, what would I need to change or let go of, right? What do I need to be inconvenienced by? And that would mean that I would have to give up some of my treat snacks at nighttime. Now I had to make a decision. Am I willing to give up those treat snacks in order to see different results? And that's a conversation I'm still in the midst of having with myself. But the reality is I know that those are the biggest factors to where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. So starting to look at your life and your lifestyle, what is the biggest contributor to where you're at right now? And are you willing to change or let go of that?
Yeah. Love it.
Okay. Tara says, Rose, food and meal planning. Sorry. Bud is daily movement. And Thorn, I'm so tired. I need to relook at when I'm getting my daily movement in.
So again, same thing that we said earlier, right? So when we're super tired, and especially if it's something that's always coming in, starting to pay attention to our nutrition, starting to pay attention to the quality of our sleep, our bedtime routine, how we kind of get ourselves to that position of sleep at night, right? So just kind of reevaluating all of those things. And again, making sure that we are consuming enough calories to support our daily movement.
100%. Drop those calories too low, and it's not a good thing for the body and the mind.
Well, especially if it's for a sustained duration, right? When we look at our metabolism, how that works, and how quickly it can adjust in both directions, whether it's upregulating or downregulating. And when we're sitting in a calorie deficit for extended periods of time, then the metabolism will downregulate. And then to pick that back up, it's going to take a fair amount of refeeding.
Well, and the other thing that I wouldn't mention yet in regards to tiredness is, what are the foods that you're fueling yourself with, and how do they affect your digestive system? So if you're a person and you're like, oh, dairy always makes me super bloated and gassy and my stomach is upset, maybe don't consume dairy. So there's this link between the gut and the brain. It's called gut-brain axis. So if the gut's not feeling great, the brain's going to feel not as great. It might be foggy. It might be depressed. It might be anxious. Like, there's various factors that go on in the brain based on what's taking place in the gut. So starting to look at, what are the foods that I'm eating? How are they affecting my digestive system? You know, am I pooping regularly? What does my poop look like? You don't know, please send us a message. I've got a whole lesson on what your poop should look like. But the reality is that our digestive system directly impacts our feelings of tiredness and lethargy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Love it. Go ahead. No, you go. You're reading. You got this.
Rose. So Chantel says, Rose, better meal planning, creating simple, healthy meals. Bud, better knowledge of what foods I'm purchasing and eating. Thorn, managing all my day-to-day tasks, prioritizing my days so that I can get everything I want to accomplish and done. I work a busy job with two small kids at home and a husband who works away 12 days at a time. Days can be long and hard as I also work a busy job from home.
I get that 100%. We feel you.
Yeah.
So managing your day-to-day tasks and prioritizing your day. So one of the best things that I always say is kind of taking a time inventory, looking at what we have to accomplish within our day or our week, and then kind of allocating that time, especially for like weekly tasks for work, allocating that time at the start of your week. So then you have a rough, it doesn't have to be perfect at the start of the week, but it gives you a rough idea of where you need to get your things done. And then starting to really evaluate where, again, we're talking about the time leeches, the things that we're spending time on that might not be the most bang for our buck, and then starting to prioritize the things that need to be done, like listing your priorities, and then starting to focus on the ones that are the highest priority level for you, and then slowly working down your list from there.
Which sounds like she says she is prioritizing her days. But one of the things that you did right here was that I want to accomplish being done. And maybe it's releasing the things that don't necessarily need to be accomplished. So meaning like, maybe the laundry doesn't have to be done today. I'm just using that as an example.
Because our laundry is being done.
Yeah, today. That's fine. Right. But it's, you know, maybe I prefer my house to be tidy and neat in a specific manner. Can I release that? And I know you said you have two small kids at home. What kind of tasks can you task them with? You know, can you give them a damp cloth and you say, okay, I want you to wipe things down, but starting to make them feel included too, can also help to relieve some of your own stress. Like I always say, the kids don't do it the way that I want it done. However, they are learning the skills to begin to do it.
Mm-hmm. So. Love it. Cindy said her rose is the workouts and workouts in general. I've been planning them and trying to put them first. That's awesome. Bud, the snacking. I have a tendency to snack when I get my alone time, or I have a tendency to wait until the evening when the kids are in bed to eat my supper. It means that I used to eat at times that were probably good for my body. And by the time that I did eat or snack, I'd be hungry. So made poor choices. I get that.
That's a great reflection though.
Yeah. Thorn, the meal planning and cooking the meals. I hate leftovers. So it's hard for me to make a whole batch of food, especially because it's just me who eats them. My kids are picky eaters, so I can't make one meal for us all. It's tough because I sometimes just end up eating what the kids eat for meals, as I don't want to make three different meals. Oh boy.
Okay. Fair. So first of all, I'm going to make myself a note. We want picky eater resources. I can do that. I have those. So don't worry about that. I got you on some ideas for picky eaters. I will add that in for you, Cindy. Anybody else that wants picky eater resources, please send me a message. Now we create picky eaters.
100%. So we at our house, our kids will sometimes spend an hour at the table because they don't like what we're eating, or there's something consistency wise that they're not fans of. But for us at our house, we expect them to continue eating through it. Now, I get that not everybody does that, but again,
it's not always worth the battle.
Yeah, 100%.
So we like to introduce it three times. So they say it's 3 to 8 times to introduce a food to a child before the child might even
consider liking it.
Exactly. So continuously reintroducing it. If you're not a leftover person, try and think of not so much of a leftover meal, but what about leftover products? So, you know, fried rice is made with leftover rice. The rice has to be cooled in order to make fried rice. So could you make a big pot of rice that you could reheat the rice as needed? Chicken, can you cook up a ton of chicken or a ton of steak or whatever your protein source is that you like, and have that ready off to the side, so that it's not necessarily one meal that's prepped, but could you make multiple meals out of that, right? I use that a lot of the time to make what I call quick meals, where I can cook a meal in under 30 minutes because the protein's already ready.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to suggest as far as the meal prepping side of it goes. Maybe not prepping specific meals, but just prepping the items that could create different meals. So then it doesn't feel like leftovers if we are just, again, like Kayla was saying, you cook a ton of chicken, a ton of rice, whatever that looks like. So then night of, or however we want to look at that, the day of when we're packing lunches, things like that, then we're able to just kind of toss the chicken in, toss the rice in, whatever that looks like, create a sauce really quick and throw that together. So I love that idea of making it less about batch cooking meals and just batch cooking items, so then we can create different meals.
100%. Include your kids in prepping the meals or grocery shopping. So we used to do this thing in our house where as a family, we would go to the grocery store into the food and vegetable section, and the kids had to choose something that we'd never had before.
Pick a weird item.
We picked some weird items. Some of them everybody liked, some of them not everybody liked. But the thing was, is that we were trying it as a family, and it did start to entice them to step outside that comfort zone a little bit further. So sometimes it was fruits, sometimes it was vegetables. I was on Pinterest a lot. How the hell do I cook this?
It's good because it includes them in those choices. And then when we're trying things as a family, and it's not just the kids trying something new, if it's everybody trying something new, it kind of removes that barrier of, well, mom and dad have tried this and they say I'm going to like it, but I don't think I'm going to like it. And then it opens up that conversation of, okay, well, what did we like about it? What didn't we like about it? Right. Maybe it's a consistency thing. Maybe it's the taste of it, whatever it is, but it opens up that conversation, and creates a healthier relationship with the foods, with the kids.
100%. Kyla says, Rose, I have avoided temptation at a potluck and in the office luncheon. That's tough to do. So congratulations. Yeah. Exercise, it's been slower start than I was hoping, but I have been trying. Trying is all we asked.
Yeah.
Thorn, honestly, this week is just extremely chaotic between kids' sports, work, and farm life. I have thought about dropping out of this challenge no less than 3 times each day so far because I'm not completing everything on time. My personality demands things to be done by deadlines, and by that not happening right now, it almost creates more stress.
So I'm going to reiterate what we've said from a few of these already. So Kyla, when you are looking at this challenge, I am going to challenge you to release that perfectionism around everything needs to be done. This program was created, the reason that we made it for such an affordable price was so that we can take what we can from it, right? So if it's something that you're learning from the lessons, if it's even some of the meals, some of the recipe ideas that are in the back end of the app, maybe it is some of the exercise stuff because you're enjoying the exercises, whatever it is that feels right to you in the day, in the moment, and just taking those pieces, right? It doesn't have to be perfect. Life is messy. Life is never perfect. So when we release that perfectionism and we can stand in that perfectly imperfect balance is where we can start to see the most change. So again, maybe part of your journey, part of the lessons that we are meant to learn from this program is releasing that bit of everything needs to be perfect all the time. Because again, this life is not perfect. Nothing comes easy or perfect in this lifetime.
Yes, 100%. And there's no perfect time to start. So the fact that you said, I'm trying, that's perfect in itself. Yeah. There is no perfect time to start anything. And life is never going to slow down. In fact, sometimes it just speeds up. So focus on what you can control, what you are willing to say yes to, and then move forward from that space.
Yeah. And that was the last thing I wanted to say was that, you know, everything in this life comes to us at the right time. And I believe that everything happens for a reason. So when you signed up for this program, you chose yes. You said yes to this program. So in my eyes, and the way that my mind works is that you said yes for a reason. There's something, whether it's just releasing that perfectionism, or maybe it's a lesson that you haven't read yet in this program, but there's a reason that you said yes to this program. So, you know, buckle in and see what comes of it.
Love that. Go ahead.
Oh, I got Willows. Okay. Willows Rose is, my movement is crazy good this week. Even though I flopped at Monday's workout, I proved my strength when it came to moving drywall sheets today, and it felt so good. Atta girl. Love that you built that much strength moving drywall sheets. That is not a light task. But I'm working on paying attention to my food choices and trying to choose the healthiest option available. Next is more prep. Good. And the thorn right now, just getting everything in when I'm not feeling it is hard. I just want a blanket fort some days. I too would like a pillow fort.
I agree.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about stress and the ability to release some control. So focusing on our circles of control, what do you have full control over, some control over, and no control over, and release the ones that you have no control over and the ones that you can, that you only have some control over, and focus just literally on what you can control in that moment. And maybe in that moment, all it is our breath. And when we come back to that breath, and can I inhale for three and exhale for three, and trying to come back into the present moment, we release some of that stress. That stress really lives in the future and it lives in the past. It doesn't live right here, right now. Right here, right now, you're in full control. And reminding ourselves sometimes that I am in full control and that I can proceed and I get to make choices on how I proceed, really does create more harmony.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Megan said her rose is getting all my workouts in and crushing my workouts. Atta girl. Bud is feeling tired. My body's fighting off the flu that's going through my house again. Oh no. So far, just nauseous though. So that's good. Yeah. Flu season is super fun. Thorn, besides the flu, really nothing has been overly bad. That is awesome, Meg. Killing it.
She's just crushing it. Really.
Atta girl.
Brittany says, Rose is nutrition, Bud, mindset and nutrition, Thorn, work and children. I can't do anything about either of those.
Yeah.
We talked about stress and circles of control. Let's go back to those.
Yeah. Yeah. Little people. They're a lot of fun. Okay. Jen says, Rose is stress management. Made a few small improvements throughout my day and night that has really helped. That's awesome. Bud, my workouts. Finally, we reduced my number of workouts per week to make my goals less daunting. It really helped me get past the negative thinking. I love that. I just want to toss this out there. There is so many people that want to start a fitness journey at like 5 days a week of workouts, and they're coming from 0 days a week of workouts. So getting really clear and honest with ourselves about how much time, again, that focus on time, how much time we have and are willing to commit to it to begin with is super important. So I love that that thought process has happened. And then Thorn for Jen is, I meal prep for the week, but still reached for the gluten-free brownies at our work meeting. Ugh, I didn't beat myself up over it. I made a healthy salad choice for my next meal.
I love that. Okay. So I don't know why that's a thorn even. I would eat a brownie and have a salad instead of having some sort of carby dish as well, because brownies are delicious. But the fact is that you took control in the way that you could in order to move forward. So instead of going, okay, well, I brought this sandwich for lunch, I'm going to eat this, even though I had the brownies, she said, I had the brownies, I need to let go of some of the carbohydrates in my day, I'm willing to eat the salad instead. And that is a compromise, and that is growth into itself.
Mm-hmm. Awesome work, Jen.
Not a thorn, that's a celebration.
Take it. Carrie's Rose, this week, I'm moving more and more aware of eating whole foods. Awesome. Carrie's Bud is her attitude, trying to be more positive and less negative thoughts. Love that. Thorn is grocery prices. I get that. I can't wait for farm markets and fresh garden produce. I agree 110%. We got our greenhouse started here. I am excited to have our own food coming too. Mm-hmm. Grocery prices and I agree, are crazy. Grocery prices are insanity right now. Yeah. $10 for 6 heads of lettuce? Come on.
It's crazy. I know. Crazy.
I can't change that though. Michelle's rose this week is exercise. Her bud is nutrition. And her thorn, I can't even do one push-up and I'm exhausted. So let's again, pay attention to those I'm tired ones that we did earlier. If exhaustion is creeping in, then we start to look at sleep patterns. We start to look at bedtime behaviors. We start to look at nutrition on the day, and overall stress levels can definitely play into that exhaustion as well.
Well, and the other thing to think about, if I can't do one push-up, can I modify a push-up so that I can do it? Can I do a wall push-up? Can I do a push-up for my knees? Can I stack my knees underneath my hips and do a modified push-up in that way? And
can I have my hands elevated off my knees? There's lots of options.
Totally. But how often do you train your chest and your arm muscles? If you don't train your chest and your arm muscles all the time, then it shouldn't be a surprise that push-ups are hard, right? So come back to the idea of what am I doing in my days and how does that lend weight to my body? And if it's something that I don't normally do, it's going to be hard, right? It's not, it's like, you know, I don't go hiking all year long and then the summer hits and I try to go on that first hike and I'm like, dang, this hike is hard. Yeah, it's freaking hard because I haven't done it. Who made that
mountain so big?
Yeah. But the reality is the more you do it, the easier it gets. So just keep going.
Yeah. Dory it up.
Swimming. Yeah. Just keep swimming.
Love it. Love it. All right. Hannah's Rose. I've been working out lots. That's awesome. Her bud is eating healthier food and not eating out. And Thorn struggling to find time for everything. Mm.
We talked about time, Hannah. Please listen to the earlier part of this. Time is a theme.
Yeah. No. And it's true though. Right. So again, starting to look at your time, prioritize your time, and then find where you might be leaking some time and then kind of taking that back. Okay, go ahead.
Megan says her rose energy levels are up.
Woo!
Bud, seeing reps go up from 1 week to the next. Thorn, scheduling and workouts, they're getting done, but not usually until the end of the day when I'm already tired. Mm. The fact that they're still getting done is a win in and to itself. I had to schedule my workouts first thing in the morning because I won't do them later in the day. Mm. So just being very clear with yourself when you are scheduling them, what am I willing to do or to give up in order for that to take place? So Megan said, I'm willing to do them when I'm tired at the end of the day, and that's okay with me. So just finding that place of what you're willing to do and moving forward. You could look at a pre-workout. Maybe that would help.
Yeah. And then the other portion of this too, scheduling in the workouts. So, I know that that's written as your thorn, but that's also kind of the answer to your thorn, right? So when, especially with like, I know Megan well, so especially because of the, like how busy the schedule is, one thing that I say to a lot of people is when we are looking to schedule in workouts and we're having a hard time finding the time for that, scheduling it in like you would an appointment, like you would for a doctor's appointment or a dentist or something that you're not willing to miss because it is that important. Scheduling your workout as if it's the same. So writing it into your day timer, putting it into your calendar, whatever that looks like, to have it on either paper or your computer so that it shows up as an appointment, as something that's scheduled, so that it becomes non-negotiable. You have the time set aside for it. Things are ready and already in place. And then you can just create that as a habit, scheduling it.
Well, and it's also important to include the people that are important in your life into your schedule so that they are aware that from this time to this time, I am doing my workout.
Mommy's doing a workout. Get out of here.
Well, I mean, I always say to the kids, like, hey, I'm going to be going to do this so that they are aware. And then they know, okay, maybe I don't bug mom during that time.
bug dad because mom's gone.
Yeah. Rosalie says her rose getting started with support. Kids love the turkey lettuce wraps. And my husband had us all competing for the best plank time.
That's awesome. Love it.
Right.
Including I love when everybody. We get the family in. Yeah. Good.
But meal planning has not been as a strong suit for me, but I'm practicing getting better. That's all we ask. Practice. Practice brings it over time. Thorn, my knee, it's uncomfortable and too painful. Okay. So ice, rest that joint as much as possible. And I think we did send you a message about if you're needing modifications. So we know you have an injury. So please let us know mobility wise, what is acceptable.
Yeah. And this goes for everybody. If you have a pre-existing injury, please let us know 100%. Kayla and I are really good at working around injuries and actually being able to strengthen the musculature that would support around that.
Yeah. Don't push through the pain. Yeah. It's not worth it.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. Jessica's rose is exercise is going great. I was already in the groove, but it's easier having some accountability. I love that. Bud, nutrition. I started tracking again to help me be more aware of what I was eating. That is awesome. And Thorn, a current pain is meal prepping. I worked all weekend, which made my week harder. I usually prep for a couple of days, but this week I've been taking it one day at a time.
We don't meal prep at all. So we used to be meal prep people. We don't meal prep at all. We bulk prep is what I say. So like the idea earlier, but we batch cook like a ton of rice or a ton of potatoes or, you know, like if you're going to bake potatoes in the oven, don't bake two or three, bake like 15 potatoes in the oven. You can freeze those suckers, like whatever it is that you can do to make a lot of something so that it makes your life easier later to create a faster meal versus I need to meal prep an entire meal.
Yeah. And then as far as like meal prepping specifically, if you are somebody that has like specific meals or flavor profiles that you like, starting to look at, like Kayla was saying, like bulk cooking certain items and then creating meals around those, even if it's just having the idea of, well, this week I want to do like a whatever, like a
rice bowl,
or you want to do whatever it is, but creating the items that are going to kind of coincide with the things that you're cooking. And then making a plan around that.
100%.
Yeah.
Krista says, Rose, meal planning. This is not only helping me to be healthier, more nutrient dense foods, but it's eased the mental fatigue of having to come up with a dinner plan every night because I've already planned and shopped for it.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah.
But learning the app has been a bit of a challenge, but I think I'm getting the hang of it and will be a pro soon.
100%.
It comes with its challenges. It's
technology. I agree. I am not good with technology anymore. I used to be, right? Right. Now I'm like, I'm slowly getting worse.
Warren, there have been several social events where I feel like I'm missing out a part of the fun in order to align with my nutrition goals of this challenge. So social events are a hard one, and I'm happy to give you some resources on social eating, Krista. I will add those into your program. Anybody the else that wants social eating resources, please let me know. That way I can add them for you specifically. But essentially, we sometimes maybe for a social event that we know that's coming later in the day, maybe I eat less throughout the course of my day so that I can take more at that social event. There's lots of different techniques that we can do because our body doesn't gain and lose weight based on one day. It's not linear.
Calories are not linear.
So can I cycle my calories a bit, especially when there's social events? What do I love and what do I like? So maybe I love chocolate brownies and I hate or... not hate. I don't want to use the word hate. I only like regular chips. So I'm willing to eat the chocolate brownies and forgo the regular chips. Unless you're Mike, you would rather have the chips. So really paying attention to what you like versus what you love and know that a social outing is about the social aspect and less about the food aspect. And when we release the idea that it has to be about the food, it changes our everything for us.
Yeah. And yeah, definitely. If anybody else has the same thought process, reach out because we do have a fair amount of resources on this that can really help in those moments. So yeah, love it. Okay. Ashley's rose. So far the eating has been going well. I've been staying on track with calories. Awesome job. The bud was I'm working on my breath work and my workouts, which is sometimes hard to focus on and getting the hang of when you feel like you're dying. I get that. And then Thorn is staying accountable consistently.
Consistency is key to success, and staying consistent is hard. I know for Ashley, she's been dieting for a long time, and her and I had a conversation about the feat of long-term dieting. Long-term dieting, there becomes a fatigue over time where we wane and waver back and forth between consistency and not inconsistency, because it just feels like it's being drawn out forever and ever and ever. So my piece of advice is come back to your why, reevaluate your goals, and maybe set your goals so that they feel strong enough for you to create resistance. Meaning, if that goal is not big enough or strong enough or have as much meaning and power to you than the food that's in front of you has to your soul, then you're not going to take action towards that goal. You're going to choose the food over the goal. So that goal has to be big and exciting and something that you really truly want bad enough.
No, that's good. Rebecca Rose, not much, lol. I'm waking up each morning, I guess. Okay. Bud working on motivation, it sounds like it.
And Thorn, waking up in the mornings, come on now.
Her thorn is being pulled in every direction. I get that. Million things to do, all of the lists, all of the directions, every aspect of your life, you get pulled in a different direction. I get that 100%. So again, like we were saying earlier, when you're getting pulled in a million directions, how can we prioritize things? How can we look at our list of things, list of directions we are being pulled, and start to create that priority list to see where we need to put our attention first, that focus and intention and attention, and then where can we kind of let some things go?
And where can we create more boundaries in our lives? We don't have to say yes to everything, and knowing that it's okay to place boundaries sometimes, or to say no, or to delay things.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, Shania says her rose is meal prep, staying consistent with workouts and having a good attitude. Love it. Bud is nutrition. It's a work in progress.
It always is.
100%. Love that. And Thorn is finding balance in eating healthy, but eating enough to feel full and satisfied. Also having fuel for my workouts.
Okay. Ooh,
love it.
So to feel full and satisfied, if you are dieting, you want to look at what we call low or high volume foods. High volume foods are foods that don't have a lot of caloric value, say like lettuce, but take up a lot of space. Mm-hmm. So
increases the ischemic load in your stomach.
So to feel full in your stomach, it's based on what's called the ischemic load. So the brain has to sense that the stomach has a certain amount of weight, and then we are full. It takes about 30 minutes to get there. My best piece of advice is start your meal with a glass of water. That way that water goes into the stomach in advance. It already begins to weight down the stomach. Then we eat our food. We focus on lots of veggies for that high volume. And then we begin to create more of that ischemic load for that satisfaction as well. But being aware, there is a place here with mental satisfaction versus physical satisfaction. And what I mean by that is that I like to use like the alcohol and bread idea, is that, oh, well, I need to have bread after I've had alcohol because it soaks the alcohol up, when in reality, it's not a sponge. It doesn't go into your system like that. That's not how it operates. But I am not satisfied until I've had that bread. And if that is the case, what is it that you are focused on that you have to satisfy in order to get there? Mm-hmm. So is it a mental satisfaction, or is it a physical satisfaction?
Yeah. And then the other thing that I'm just reading into there is also having fuel for my workouts. So if we are noticing that we are low energy for our workouts, yes, we can play with the nutrition side of the world. If it is like an early morning workout, we could look at pre-workouts and things like that. If it is just, you know, calorie wise, just having something in our belly, a piece of fruit and some nuts or something similar to that. So it's like something that's going to be a quick carbohydrate. So that could be fruit, that could be berries, that could be, you know, something like that. Dried fruit's a great one. And then pairing that with some nuts or like avocado or something that's going to be a healthy fat or a protein to help slow those carbohydrates down, give us more sustained energy throughout the workout, is a great way to do that.
Now, the reality is that the general population does not need to be looking at fuel for workouts, because if you are eating regular meals, you will have enough fuel for your workout. If you are a person that struggles with blood sugar, so like maybe you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, or you're hypoglycemic, the other piece of that would be if you are looking at athletic performance, you need to look at fueling for your workouts. But most people, that's an irregular occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
Christine says her rose is her workouts, her bud is good choices, and her thorn is sleep and getting enough rest. So Christine, do you have a bedtime? Do you have a routine that you do before you go to bed, or do you watch TV and then you go to bed? The reason why I'm asking is because blue light will affect our sleep, not doing maybe a mind dump, maybe if we're super stressed throughout the day. So are you can you journal? Can you just spend some time breathing? We have a breathing technique called the 4-7-8 breathing. So it's an inhale for 4, hold for 7, and an exhale for 8 that really does begin to calm the nervous system. So there's different things that we can do to create better rest, but I do have a lot of questions for you around your sleep. So if you want some help, I would totally recommend you reach out.
Yeah, 100%. Love it. All right, Melissa. Melissa's Rose. I've been getting my steps in each day, walking the kids to school and walking the dog in the evenings. Awesome job. Bud is planning meals for the week. Didn't quite map out the full week, but I did plan for 3 days. Awesome. Starting, right? That's great. Thorn, drinking water always seems to be my thorn. I keep a glass of water near me at all times, but I know most days I'm still not drinking enough.
Okay, so what couple questions would be, what would be exciting to you about water? Can you flavor it? Like, ideally, obviously, we don't want to use like the juice squeezes if we can avoid it. But if that's going to get you drinking more water and just to create the habit, let's try it. Mm-hmm. Maybe you add mulled berries to it. Maybe you add cucumber or a tea bag to your water. Maybe you add lemon to it. Maybe it's just ice. Whatever it is that kind of entices you. I don't often sit with a glass of water beside me. When I make a glass of water, I usually just drink that glass of water and move on to another one throughout my process, making sure that I'm getting a water at least with every single meal. And then in between meals, at least one cup. So finding something that helps you get excited about drinking the water. And remember, when we look at hydration levels, it doesn't have to be just water. So did I have broth in some soup? Did I
have coffee or tea? Or
exactly, coffee or tea or sparkling water or whatever it is that kind of gets you excited.
Mm-hmm. Yep, love it. Okay, Sherry's Rose is staying active. Her bud is drinking more water and her thorn is all floor or mat activity. Okay, so I get that. Getting down to the floor or being down on a mat can definitely definitely be a discomfort for a lot of people. So again, being open and transparent with us, the coaches, and saying, hey, every time I go to the floor, it is not a fun experience for me, or whatever that looks
like. I need a modification. I don't want to be down on the floor for me for my workouts.
Yeah, so we can 100% make those modifications to suit your needs better. So definitely reach out to us, and we will get you on exercises and things that will get you excited to get down to the floor and back up. So again, I like to see things like this as, you know, we'll call it a temporary modification, because over time we can gain the strength and mobility to make the floor a much more comfortable option. So we're going to work on that.
Yes. Jill says her rose, I've been keeping more. The challenge has forced me to set time aside for myself. I love that. Bud, less snacking, eating more protein. Love that. Thorn is cravings. So first of all, what kind of cravings are we having? Are they sweet or are they salty? Because there's a different antidote for either ones. We've already kind of talked about the antidote for sweet. Is making sure that we're getting enough electrolytes, sodium, potassium, magnesium. You're not salting your foods. You should be, unless you've got high blood pressure and your doctor's recommended that you don't salt your food. Mm-hmm. Cravings can also be a mental thing. Am I stressed? Do I normally reach for chocolate and now I'm not reaching for chocolate and I'm created a craving in that way? I have a lot of questions about your cravings. So maybe do reach out, Jill, about cravings. I might even have a resource on that. I'll take a look about cravings. But anyways, anybody else that's having cravings as well, please reach out.
Yeah. And again, when you're getting those cravings, I just want you to start paying attention to where we're noticing those cravings. And all I mean by that is it a mental? Is it a physical? Is there something emotional going on? Just starting to pay attention to the cues around those cravings. So then when we do have a further conversation, we have a little bit more insight to those.
I just realized the first question I'm going to ask you when you reach out to me and you say, I have cravings, is how much water are you drinking? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the time our cravings are spurred by water, but yeah. That's just something to be aware of.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Emily says, my Rose, I've been doing great with clean eating foods and doing lots of cardio, Wee! Workouts, making modifications to suit my body's needs. I love that. Thorn, trying to do meal mapping or planning when I'm on a very low income. I often rely on free markets and have to meal plan as I go. That's okay. Like I said, Mike and I don't meal plan. When we are on a fixed budget, I have a lot of resources on eating on a shoestring, and essentially things that are going to be less expensive, but create a really good value for you are going to be beans, lentils, and rice. So those should be staples in your house. If you can get your hands on some quinoa, probably not a bad idea either. Veggies are great because you're going to get lots of nutrients from them, but know that frozen vegetables are often cheaper and last longer than fresh vegetables. So I do have tons and tons of resources, Emily, on eating on a budget. So please reach out if anybody else wants information on eating on a budget.
Mm-hmm. Nope, that's awesome. Okay.
I'll let you read this one.
Okay. Angie's Rose is eating better. Her butt is getting my head into this, 100%. Thorn suffering from a migraine. How do I push to work out when I just want to sleep? Okay. So this is migraine and injury are very similar. So when we are suffering from a migraine, there's lots of people that suffer from migraines. So my first question would be, is this a regular thing? Are you somebody that suffers with migraines regularly? If you are, we can look at the lifestyle and habits that could lend way for that. Now, pushing a workout when you just want to sleep, you will hear me say this all the time. If you are injured or if you are, you know, suffering from migraine, if you are in discomfort, pushing through a workout isn't going to magically get you closer to your goals today. So listening to your body, taking the time to rest and recover is just as important, if not more important, than getting your workout in. Our body needs to be able to be in a recovered state to see gains muscularly, to start to see the changes that we want in our bodies. So paying attention to what does my body need? And if the answer is rest, then allowing yourself that space and that time for rest is super important.
Yes, 100%. And the other piece of that is maybe your workout, you can redefine it. Could it be a stretching session? I don't want to necessarily call it yoga, but maybe instead, while I have my migraine, I'm willing to just sit on the floor and stretch my body and focus on my breath and and being very present with myself to help dissipate that migraine. Because any kind of tension, especially in the upper back and neck, is also going to exacerbate the migraine.
Good.
Christine says, Rose, getting the workouts in with my challenges. Oh, and I lost some more weight, so sticking to my calories too. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. Bud, hungry, still hungry, but not gravitating for unwanted snacks, I think is what that says.
Probably gravitating.
Yeah. Thorn, my body pain. New workouts equals sore body. Can doing too much crunches make you... And then it's a bunch of emoji faces. So she's tender in the core region, and I can totally relate to that. So make sure you get some stretching, some recovery. Maybe it's movement recovery. Maybe it's electrolytes. Maybe it's a hot bath. But listen to your body for that recovery. Okay. Wow, Melissa. Okay. Rose, choose better options at meal times, not falling victim to all the temptation. Also working out more specifically in the building muscle category and not just the cardio every day. But the effects from the strength sessions have me feeling a little sore and tired in a way that I haven't in a long time. But to know it's soreness from activity, trying to strengthen my muscles and not just sore from getting off the couch, is truly a beautiful feeling. I love the outlook, that switch in that mindset there. Thorn, the hardest thing I'm struggling with by far is making myself eat breakfast and lunch. My habit is just go in the morning and then I get to cleaning and don't even think about food. Sometimes between jobs on the short travels to the to from, and but I don't find that I'm hungry, but I know if I don't eat, I'll be starving at dinner and typically overeat and snack. I have protein snacks prepared with me and are quick and easy, but I still have to force myself to eat as I'm not hungry. I have felt the benefits of making myself eat, mostly in being completely satisfied at the end of the night and not needing to sort of snack, but the struggle of eating throughout the day is definitely real. So when we start to bring our hormones back online and our hunger cues start to come back online, you will start to get hungry, but until our calories come up consistently throughout the day and we start to bring that back online, you are going to be fighting with no hunger. So one of the things that I just suggested to somebody yesterday is that if we're trying to add in a habit like breakfast, then we're not doing it. We want to make it as easy as humanly possible. So eVibe is one of the companies. They have a smoothie cube tray of superfoods. Some of them have protein in them as well. You pop out the cubes into a shaker bottle with some water, you shake it and go, and you could drink that on the road. You wouldn't have to worry about blending the things and buying the ingredients and all the things there. So maybe that's where you start. And over time, the hunger cues are coming back and I'm willing to have this or something along those lines so that it doesn't feel like I'm just struggling on repeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, I just want to throw this out there because there's this myopic view that everybody needs to eat breakfast. And we have lots of clients that don't particularly enjoy eating breakfast, and that's okay. It's not for everybody. And it's not like it's going to completely stop your progress by not eating breakfast. The biggest thing is, again, like Kayla was saying, making sure that we are getting the calories in throughout the day. If we are missing that breakfast, so that we're calories equated, we're keeping that metabolism upregulated, we're able to have hunger cues regularly throughout the day. As uncomfortable as hunger cues can be, it means that our metabolism is working for us. Mm-hmm. So again, finding a bit of comfort in that discomfort, knowing that, yes, I feel discomfort because I'm hungry, but I find comfort in the fact that I know that my metabolism is working for me and my hormone profile is improving as we're getting more of those hunger cues back in.
100%. I once had a mentor also say to me, you know, working with what they're willing to do. So if right now breakfast seems really daunting, maybe it's breakfast food. Are you willing to eat chocolate cake first thing in the morning? If that is something that you're willing to do, then eat the damn chocolate cake first thing. You know, yes, it's not the healthiest option, but the idea is that I'm building a habit and a skill of eating breakfast. And right now I'm willing to eat chocolate cake, and maybe tomorrow I'm willing to have egg bites. But
It's a quick progression.
But the reality is to start with what you're willing to do and build on that versus trying to fight all of biology.
Yeah. And if anybody's listening to this and feeling that discomfort of, you know, increasing calories, right? Especially if anybody's on a weight loss journey and we tell them, hey, we're going to have to increase your calories. There's that natural resistance piece, because in our society, the ideology behind weight loss is eat less, weigh less. But in the reality, when we look at the studies and when we look at what actually works, yes, eat less, weigh less, but we have to be well fed for that to work. If we are eating 1,000 calories a day and then we try and eat less to sustain weight loss, then we're not going to see that. We're going to stall out because our body is already downregulated at that point. So we need to refeed that metabolism, bring up hunger cues, bring up the things that make us feel uncomfortable to be able to see the success we want long term. And again, I've had this conversation with so many clients throughout the years because I get it. There is that level of discomfort when we say, hey, we need to feed you more. And they're like, but I'm trying to lose weight. And I'm like, I get that. I need you to trust me. Mm-hmm. Because as your coach, as the person that has been doing this for the amount of time that we've been doing this, we're not going to steer you in the wrong direction. It's not my job to make you gain weight or anything like that. We've been doing this for a while. We would never steer you guys in the wrong direction. And 100%, we are here to support you on your journey. So talk to us about the discomfort. If you're having those thought processes of, this is really hard for me to want to eat more because of X, Y, and Z, have those conversations with us. Because until we have the dialogue, we don't understand the underlying situation. So definitely have that conversation with us. We are 100% here to support.
100%. Okay. This
Jamie's. Okay. Yeah, Jamie's Rose is stocked a fridge full of healthy food and have been eating well so far. Awesome job, Jamie. Her bud is getting active. Working from home office makes it easy to not get movement throughout the day. 100% it does. I looked at my past steps over the last few months, and there are some days only did 600 to 1,000 steps. I'm aiming to get 10,000 a day. Love that. More movement. Move that body. Mm-hmm. And the thorn is planning meals. Right now it's easier because husband is away, so kids and I are good eating leftovers and healthier option. When the hubby comes home, our schedule gets out of whack and I'm either away from home and rush to make dinner, or we eat out a lot more. Plus, he isn't into trying new recipes or healthy foods.
Okay. So it is hard to have a spouse that doesn't support your goals in the same way. But if you are eating out, I think we get the idea that if I go to a restaurant, it's either a treat or I can have a special thing that I wouldn't normally cook at home, or it's going to be unhealthy. And the reality is it doesn't need to be unhealthy. Can we portion out only a portion of the meal depending on, you know, where you go and how much they give you? So maybe I only eat a smaller amount of it and I save some for later, or maybe instead of French fries, I pick the French fries off my husband's plate and eat a couple of his, so that I'm willing to kind of make changes elsewhere in my choices. So there is lots of things with eating out that we can still make good choices in regards to trying new recipes. It doesn't necessarily need to be a new recipe. Like maybe you still make spaghetti and meatballs, but your amount of pasta is a lot smaller than what you would normally have. And then you start serving a side salad, and maybe he doesn't eat the side salad, but you and the kids do. So it doesn't have to look the same for everybody in your household, but finding where is that middle ground that I am willing to start with and build on that. And you might notice that with time, maybe he is willing to start to try that. When I met Mike, he was one of the pickiest eaters I've ever met. He didn't know what broccoli was. I used to have to hide vegetables in food just to make him eat them. So they can be trained and with time and willingness, right? And again, like much like children, where you have to introduce a food about 6 to 8 times for them to maybe even start to like it.
Children.
Just, you know, keep introducing it and see what happens with time.
I love it. Awesome. All right. Jen's Rose is exercise, doing 60 minutes at OT every day, a 30-minute spin every other day, a 5-kilometer walk or jog with the dogs every day, and yoga 3 times a week. This has been my schedule for the last 2 months now, but now I've added spin, just trying to shed a few pounds and get my heart healthy. That's awesome. Bud is catching myself not snacking on unhealthy treats. I have a micro bakery, so it's hard not to try all the items all the time. 100%. You got a bakery. Hook me up. No. Thorn is getting enough sleep. My sleep habits disrupt everything.
So it sounds like you know what your thorn is, and you seem to know what the habits are around that that do disrupt it. I want you to take an inventory of what those habits are, and let's kind of maybe have a greater conversation about that, because everybody's sleep habits are different, and what might be affecting your sleep might be different. Take a look if you are a caffeine person that drinks coffee. Am I drinking coffee later in my day? Because coffee will disrupt sleep. There's lots of things that can kind of lend way to that.
Yeah. And then we look at blue light. We look at stress levels. There's a million things we can look at sleep. So definitely it's worth having that further conversation. Yeah, there.
For sure.
Okay.
Bianca says, Rose is the workouts, but not feeling like I'm dying while I'm working out. Thorn, the food, struggling not eating any sweets or pop is so hard. Okay. The first 3 days of not eating sweets and pop is hard. And then the detox is over, and then it becomes less hard unless you focus on it. So
it becomes less hard for about, 7 or 14 days, cycling taste buds.
Yeah. Your taste buds cycle every 14 days. But the thing is that it's about 3 days to start to detox off sugar. And then we start to feel better unless we're focused, hyper-focused on that sugar. So I'm just going to say, where is your focus? And do you have to release all sweet? I mean, the reality is, do I have to change everything? No, but maybe I forego the pop that I normally drink.
Or maybe it's switching from regular pop to diet pop to start, right? And just starting to kind of wean ourselves off, still have the sweetness from, you know, the artificial sweeteners that they put into a diet pop, but being able to get away from the strict sugar spikes.
100%. Okay, Bobby says, Rose, I'm having a great week. I've had power bowls prepped and workouts are on point. It's busy, so my extras are not scheduled in yoga and spin, but things will settle next week. I'll be able to add them. Love the sunny, warm weather this week. Bud, adding all my foods into the app and documenting all my workouts in a journal. I've done this before, just restarting the habit.
Awesome.
And then Thorn, it's just a busy week. I don't hate it. It's just what it is and will stabilize soon. I love that outlook that you know what needs to happen and that you're surrendering to what is.
Yeah, releasing that piece of perfection. I love it. Willie's Rose is eating clean is going well. No cravings. I do not realize how much food I can actually eat.
Ooh, I love that.
I love eating too. Bud is getting back into the habit of exercise and Thorn is finding time to do everything that I need to do. So again, lean into those previous posts that we were talking about as far as the time goes. Time inventories are great. Starting to, again, prioritize and look at what our schedule demands, what needs to be done, and what can be released.
Lori says, Rose is my diet, Bud, my workouts, and Thorn is motivation. So starting to take that action, Lori, that's going to build that motivation. Practicing that motivation, right? Practice is what creates it. You get good at something when you practice it. And that consistency and dedication happen a lot more over motivation. We are very rarely motivated.
Yeah. If it's specifically workouts, Lori, one of the things that we've given to clients in the past, and it sounds a little bit silly, but it's one of those things where it feels silly until you start doing it. And then you notice that it actually starts to create that change. Is let's say you work a 9-to-5 job. Well, when you get home from your job at 5 o'clock or whatever time you get home, putting on your workout clothes, putting on your workout shoes, that can be step one. And you can literally just do that. And then you're going to start to feel a little bit weird. You'll be like, well, I'm just walking around my house in my workout clothes and my shoes. Maybe I should go do something. So it's that first step, right? Starting to bridge the gap of, well, I don't have enough time to do this. Well, if I'm already in my shoes and I'm already in my workout clothes, maybe I can find time for one set, or maybe I can find time for one exercise or whatever that looks like to start. And then slowly just rolling into more of that movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love it.
Megan says, her Rose, feeling confident about my running, excited to start a new challenge and not feeling overwhelmed. Bud, making healthy food choices when I get cravings, keeping to a portion. Thorn, being positive and motivated in the morning as the day goes on. I don't ever think of what the goals were for the day.
Hmm.
So maybe you don't need to have a goal that day.
Goal, no goal.
Maybe it is just, I'm just going to get up and plunk through my day. And then maybe I recap on my day and look and plan for how can I do that a little bit better tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So versus it being, I have to have a goal every single day or a focus.
Yeah. I'm being positive and motivated in the morning again. Like we were just talking about taking that action, right? Action comes before motivation. So just starting to get that movement, starting to move in the direction that you want to, whether it's nutrition, movement, mindset, but taking the small steps to start that journey are really important. Julia's Rose is in Switzerland. Everywhere is scenic to go for a walk. The city's beautiful. The forests are peaceful. The mountains are challenging. That's awesome. I am jealous as hell. Bud is not able to put my all into this until I'm home making my own food. And Thorn, tons of sitting. We were visiting a lot of relatives and driving around the country. The weather has been wet and cold, so we weren't outside as much as planned. Food-wise, lots of bread and cheese, meats with gravy, and pastas.
Mm.
So I'm going to go ahead and say this might not be the most popular opinion. You are on a vacation, my dear. Enjoy it, right? Be there, experience the culture. This is all going to be here when you get back. Yeah, we can start to focus a bit more on movement. We can be a little bit more mindful of the food choices
or the quantity.
Or yeah, the amount that we are eating, right? If we're eating pasta, just don't eat all of the pasta. But really, we want to be able to enjoy this life, right? The reason we do challenges like this, the reason that we put our focus into our nutrition, that we put our focus into our movement, at the end of the day, for most people, it's about longevity. It's about how can I create a body, a lifestyle, habits around things that I am going to be able to enjoy for the rest of my life. You are in Switzerland. Go enjoy Switzerland.
Well, life is about experiences. We don't look back on our deathbed and go, man, I wish I lost that 10 pounds. Like we talk about, I wish I had spent more time making memories and having experiences. So go make memories, have experiences, create the zest in your life. And then come back and refocus yourself on your goals and what it is that you want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to leave it there today, you guys. Thank you so much for sending in your rosebud thorns. I hope we answered most of them. If you guys have more questions, comments, feedback, you want more resources on specific things, send us a message. We're here to support you in any way, shape, or form. Anyone that's not a current client that wants to send in a rosebud thorn, you can email us at info@ironbodycoach.com.
Have an awesome rest of your day, guys.
Bye for now.